Karen, Simon Kuf Mem, the halacha says Dal Parshius. The halacha is that when Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's closer to Nisan, comes out on Shabbos, so you lean on that Shabbos, Parshish Shkolim, Zechel Machzis HaShekel, that was always started to be announced on Rosh Chodesh Adar before Nisan. Nisan, they would count, they would collect the new Shkolim to build, to bring new Karbanas from a new batch every year. If it comes out, if Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh comes out during the week, so then you lay in Shkolim the Shabbos before. The Shabbos before Purim is always Zachar, and the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan or on Rosh Chodesh Nisan is always a Chodesh. The Shabbos before that is Para. Beseder. That being said, Para and Zachar, they're Yeshemim that it's a Din D'Raisa. So therefore, the minhag is that for those two parshiyos, so you don't have a katan laning them. You always make sure to have a gadol laning them. That means it's somebody that it's muchzak that he's a gadol, and you also should try to lane it together with a minion. The way that you lane shkolim if it comes out on Shabbos, the achesh is the same thing. Is that you have three sifrei Torah. The first one is six from Parshas Shavua. The next one is Rosh Chodesh. And then the next one after that is the special parsha. The special parsha also is Koveya the Haftarah. You have the Chatzi Kaddish between Rosh Chodesh and the special parsha. If you've forgotten, you switched it around, so then you would lane the Haftarah from Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so that's the halachas of Dal Parshias. Now we go on to the halachas of Megillah. First halacha over here is Mishenich Nesadar Marvin Besimcha, which is not just a mitzvah to be Besimcha, but also if you have a din Torah together with a goy, there's an inyan to do it during Chodesh Adar because there's a good mazel during that time. The second halacha is that the war with the people in Shushan and all over the kingdom was on the 13th. We learn now from Milchemes Amalek that there was an inyan that they always used to fast during the time of the Milchama, whether it was the soldiers or the rest of Klal Yisrael. And in commemoration of that, so we have Tainus Esther, also to remind us that whenever we're Be'ez Tzara, so the way to get out of it is B'tfilah and with fasting, etc. There's what's it called? The Chiyuv to fast on Tainus Esther is not as severe as the other Dalatainus. The other Dalatainus are brought in Tanakh, whereas Tainus Esther is not. But unless a person has a reason, so he shouldn't be Parash Matzibor, even if he's on the road and it's going to be difficult for him, so he should try to fast. The ones who get out of fasting, pregnant women, nursing women, a woman who gave birth within 30 days, a person who doesn't feel well, even if he just has a bad headache, a chassan during Sheva Brachis, some say that you should fast afterwards, but nowadays the minhag doesn't seem to be that way. Otherwise, a person, like we said, should fast. Okay, the 14th of Adar, for most of the world, is Purim. If that comes out on a Sunday, Tainus Esther is on Thursday. If on that Thursday you have a bris, then the minhag is to make the seuda at night, although the father and the son, they can eat the whole day, and they don't have to fast on Friday. Any other person who forgot and ate during the day, so he needs to fast on Friday. Okay, then we go on to the halachas of Purim. So on Purim, for Mikra Megillah, and on Purim, a person is supposed to wear Big Day Shabbos. When you come back from Kriyas and Megillah, so the house is supposed to be set up nicely with a table set nicely and candles, etc. and so forth, like you would have for a Shabbos or a Yontif. The Seder HaDvarim for Meirev is that after Meirev you have Shemona Esrei. After Shemona Esrei you have Kaddish Shalem. That's with Tiskabel. Then you have Mikra Megillah. After Mikra Megillah, we say Va'ata Kadesh, because Va'ata Kadesh comes from the Lamnatseach that refers to Esther. And then after that, so we have Kaddish Shalim, but without Tiskabel, because we said Tiskabel already before. So that means you're just going to say Yehi Shlomo and Isa Shalom B'mroimav at the end. If it comes out on Matzei Shabbos, so then you say Yinoyam and Yitem Lecha as well, followed by Olim. Okay, before Purim, that means Mincha before Purim, if it comes out on your Dalet, the Zecher to Machzis HaShekel, you're supposed to give the Minigas 3 half shkolim of the place where you are. The reason 3 is because it says in the Parsha Machzis HaShekel, Truma, it says the word Truma 3 times. And a katan is pater from doing this, although the minig is that if the father gives for his katan, so he should continue to do so forever. There's a machlekes about whether, or different minhagim, as to whether somebody between 13 and 20 has to give machzis HaShekel, because machzis HaShekel started when you were 20 years old, so everybody goes by their own minig of what they do. Fine. Another halacha l'gabe Purim is that for all of the tefillos you have to say Ala Nisim for tefillah in benching. If you forgot during tefillah, it's the same halacha as we had by Chanukah. You don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei, but if you forgot beforehand, so then you should say the Hirat Niyul Ratzon at the end, say Ala Nisim over there. There's a need to hear Kriyas and Megillah twice, once at night, one of the day. Women and girls are supposed to hear it as well, and Ketanim are supposed to be brought for chinuch purposes, so long as they're not going to make it impossible for other people to hear the Megillah, so then such children you don't bring to shul. Finally, last halacha of today, So a person should not read the Megillah at night before Tzeis HaKechavim. If he's hungry because he's been fasting the whole day, so then you should, what's it called? If he's hungry because he was fasting the whole day, so then he could take a little bit to eat before the Megillah. He could have some coffee or something. But otherwise, he should wait until after the Megillah. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with more of the halachas of Mikra Megillah on Purim.